Hello, my name is Mary. I'm currently with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey for Fresno County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you will vote?
I'll vote.
Okay, thank you so much. In presidential primary elections, people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote for those offices?
That might be a 50-50.
50-50, okay. And just for statistical purposes, ma'am, in what year were you born?
1946.
Thank you so much. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a white, African-American, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race not listed here?
I guess white.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that the things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
By things, what do you mean, things? You mean the government or just, the services or what do you mean?
In general, ma'am. The things in general in the Fresno County.
In general?
Yes.
They could be better, yeah.
It could be better. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Is the parental rights in education, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, jobs and wages, housing affordability, homelessness, public safety and crime, inflation and cost of life, water policy, or other?
I would say you just want one answer?
The most important for you, yes.
Okay. Well, let's say crime.
Crime. Well, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you the name of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Let's just start with Gary Bredefield. Could be favorable or unfavorable for you?
Unfavorable.
And would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump? Would you say favorable or unfavorable?
There isn't unfavorable enough for him.
Understand. Thank you so much.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you. What about Steve Brandau?
I don't think I know him.
Okay, thank you so much. And what about Gavin Newsom?
Oh, the governor, Gavin Newsom? No, yes. I'm very unfavorable with him.
Very unfavorable. Okay. And the last one, Paul Dictos.
Say that one again.
Yeah, Paul Dictos.
No, I don't recognize that.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Dion Boris, Gary Bredfield, and the City Council member Paul Dictos, for whom would you vote?
You know, actually, I don't know. I don't know on that one.
You don't know. Okay. It's okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brundle as county supervisor? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfield as a Fresno City Council member? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair, I guess.
Thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Let's start with a candidate who is 80 years old. For you, will be more likely or less likely to vote for that person?
Probably less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA. For you, will be more likely or less likely to vote for that person?
More likely.
And would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. A candidate who is a Democrat, for you would be more likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Thank you. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos, it would be more likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will hold the line on the local taxes and fees would be more or less likely?
More likely.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library would say more likely or less likely?
Less likely.
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents, it would be more likely or less likely?
Does anybody say more likely to that one? I would say less likely, honey.
Less likely, okay. And a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes, it would be more or less likely?
More.
Thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, or fair chance, that you will vote for that candidate. Let's start with Gary Bradfield, currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he filed against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend the rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bradfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure all rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or good chance that you will vote for Gary Bradfield for county supervisor?
No chance.
No chance. Thank you. The next one, Paul Dictus, currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for the county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictus will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high quality services to the public. After hearing that information, ma'am, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for Paul Dictus for county supervisor?
No chance.
No chance. Thank you so much. Steve Brando currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and vowed to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library. If re-elected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for Steve Brando?
No chance.
Thank you so much. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Dion Burgess, Gary Bredefield, Paul Dictus, and Steve Brando, for whom would you vote?
Boy, that's that's tough if that's all I've got to vote for.
Okay.
I really can't pick one.
That's okay.
I don't really like any of them.
I understand. That's a good answer too. Don't worry.
And
finally, I will go ahead.
On the ballot, when there's someone I don't know, or if it's like school situations, I never had children, so I sometimes just leave those blank. And if I don't know the candidates well enough, I will also leave those blank occasionally.
I understand.
yeah.
But don't worry. We're almost done, okay? But thank you for your time. Next question is, finally, and I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or other?
I would say a Democrat.
Thank you so much. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat? Or not very strong Democrat?
Strong, I suppose.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I would say moderate.
Moderate, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
Thank you so much. Well, with this, we conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your kindness and your time helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your night, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Heidi. You too.
Take care, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.